Welcome back to Financial Market Insights for Traders. I'm your host, Sophia. And today we're talking about one of the most misunderstood, underused, and yet critically essential tools in trading, the stop loss. Now I know it's not the flashiest topic. People love to talk about big profits and winning trades. But if you ask any seasoned trader what keeps them in the game long enough to win consistently, they'll tell you it's not about chasing highs. It's about surviving the lows. And that's exactly what stop losses are designed to do. Let's break it down right from the beginning. A stop loss is a preset order that tells your trading platform to exit a position when the price hits a certain level, usually one that signals the trade has moved too far against you. For example, if you buy a stock at $50 and you set your stop at $45, your system will automatically sell the position if the price drops to that level. That way, your loss is limited to 10%, and it happens without needing you to make a decision in the moment. Because let's face it, most of our worst decisions happen when emotions take over. And that right there is the key to why stop losses matter. They're not just a technical tool. They're a psychological safeguard. Markets can be brutal. They move fast. But our emotions? They move even faster. Fear, greed, panic, hesitation, they can all override logic. A stop loss neutralizes that. It says, no matter how I'm feeling, no matter what's happening in the news, this is the point where I'm out. It's how traders stay objective. It's how they avoid turning small setbacks into catastrophic losses. And it's how they give their trading strategies the time they need to actually work. Now, there are different types of stop losses. A fixed stop is the most basic. It's a hard number or percentage you decide on ahead of time. For example, you always set your stops 5% below your entry. It's consistent. It's easy. And for many beginners, it's a great place to start. Then we have the trailing stop. This one moves with your trade. If the asset goes up, your stop adjusts upward too, protecting profits as they accumulate. But the moment the market reverses beyond a certain threshold, say 8%, the position closes. It's a great way to lock in gains without constantly staring at your screen. More advanced traders often use what's called a volatility-based stop. This takes current market behavior into account, using indicators like average true range to set stops that adjust depending on how much the asset typically moves. It's especially helpful in high volatility environments like Forex or crypto. There's also something called a time-based stop. Maybe your trade hasn't moved much in hours or days and isn't performing as expected. You exit, not because of price, but because the setup has lost its edge. This is useful in news-driven strategies or momentum plays that rely on quick moves. Let's bring in a few real-world examples. Say you buy Apple stock at $180. You decide on a 7% stop loss, so you place it at $167.40. The stock drops to $168, but bounces back. That small controlled loss? It's your tuition. It kept you in the game. And your capital is preserved for the next opportunity. Or you're trading euro to US dollar at 1.1050, and you set a 50 pip stop loss. Because you calculated your position size properly, you know exactly how much of your capital is at risk. That's critical in Forex, where leverage can magnify both gains and losses. In crypto, the story's a bit different. Let's say you bought Bitcoin at $40,000 and used a trailing stop set to 8%. The price rises to $44,000 and your stop follows to $40,480. If the market tanks, your profits are protected. This is absolutely essential in crypto, where 10 to 15% swings are common. So, how do you decide where to place your stop? First, know your personal risk threshold. Most pros will tell you, never risk more than 1 to 2% of your total capital on any single trade. That means if you have $10,000 in your account, your maximum loss per trade should be $100 to $200. It's a small price to pay for long-term survival. Second, use technical levels. Don't place your stop at nice round numbers. They're too obvious and often get hit by algorithmic traders. Instead, place them just beyond recent support or resistance levels or key moving averages. You also want to factor in volatility. Using indicators like ATR or Bollinger Bands helps you avoid placing stops so tight that even normal price noise knocks you out. Position sizing also matters. Before placing any trade, you should calculate exactly how many units or shares you can buy based on your stop loss level and total risk. Tools like position sizing calculators are your best friends here. They take emotion and guesswork out of the equation. Now, many platforms make this easier. MetaTrader lets you set stop losses and trailing stops right in the order window. TradingView has scripts and alerts you can set for automated exits. Binance gives you advanced order types like stop limit and trailing stop. And platforms like CrystalBallMarkets.com make the whole process visual and beginner-friendly. You can literally drag and drop your stop level on the chart. They also offer built-in calculators and trade journaling tools, so you can analyze every trade and fine-tune your strategy. Of course, mistakes still happen. The biggest ones? Setting your stops too tight. Especially in volatile markets, that's a recipe for constant stop-outs. Not moving your stop to break even once you're in profit. That's one of the easiest ways to eliminate risk from your trade entirely. Over-leveraging and assuming a stop will save you from massive exposure. If your trade size is too big, even a small stop can lead to big damage. And the worst offense of all, removing your stop once the trade is live. We've all been there. You think it might bounce. I'll just give it more room. That's when small losses become account killers. Now, even with great stops, no single trade should make or break your portfolio. Diversification is still essential. You don't want all your money in one asset, one currency, one sector. Spread the risk. Mix your strategies. That way, if one trade goes wrong, even if your stop losses hit, you're still okay. At the end of the day, using stop losses consistently is a mindset. It requires humility, the willingness to say I was wrong, the discipline to stick to your plan, the courage to close the trade and move on. Because here's the truth, you won't win every time. But with a good stop loss, you don't have to. That's it for today's episode of Financial Market Insights for Traders. I'm Sophia, and I hope this deep dive into stop loss strategy has given you the tools to trade smarter and safer. If you're new to trading, check out platforms like CrystalBallMarkets.com to get started with tools built for real people, not just pros. And if you want more real-world examples and trading psychology insights, make sure to subscribe to the Crystal Ball Markets podcast, where we turn market lessons into mindset shifts. Until next time, protect your capital, trust your process, and as always, trade with clarity, not emotion.